The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. There, news listeners, welcome to your Friday installment of the News Show. It is the 17th of January 2020. We've got the best technology news coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Okay, we've been hearing this on and off for a little bit now. Google's going to kill those Chrome apps, even though they're really not technically apps, but they're going to be killing them. How soon? About 2.5 years from now. Yes, Google has said in its updated timeline when it comes to Chrome apps, they will stop working in June of 2022. And we all knew this was coming, even though we didn't use the things. So now it means in the app drawer on your Chrome browser, if you're using it on Windows, Mac OS, or even Linux, they will completely stop working altogether come June 2022. And those of you that actually have been using the app feature on Chrome, don't worry. You probably already noticed that the apps that you have installed actually just redirect to websites anyways. Now, as far as Chrome extensions, yeah, that's a totally different deal. Those are staying. No sign of those going away, and they'll keep working fine once the apps are gone. And even though I know old habits are hard to break if you really relied on these things, be grateful they're going to be there another 2.5 years. Chrome apps were actually supposed to stop working on Windows, Mac, and Linux way back in early 2018. Twitter users, they've been clamoring for this for a while. We want an edit button. We want an edit button. Jack Dorsey says you're not getting an edit button. Yeah, you heard that correctly. Twitter CEO says, yeah, we're probably never ever going to do that. Though I don't know if we should take this with a grain of salt or not. Mr. Dorsey's kind of went back and forth since 2016. At one point, he said a form of an edit button is kind of definitely needed. Even saying March of last year that that option just might work out and we're going to implement it sometime. Now, he's recently said in Wired's Q&A that the door has been shut on that notion, and it doesn't look like we're going to reopen it. Now, the reason this time around they're saying the reason why we're not going to be doing this edit feature now, say you send out a tweet, someone retweets that tweet, then you completely change everything about that tweet. But whoever retweeted that tweet has to go along with those changes, and they may not agree with those changes. For most of us out there, the edit button would be nice when, oh crap, I misspelled cow. You know, scenarios like that. So, since we're not going to be getting this feature, looks like we're going to have to do the old way of doing things. Delete the tweet and start from scratch. And finally, for those of you that said robots aren't really living things out there, well, scientists are about to prove you wrong. That's because they've created new life that's something between, basically a frog and a robot. Yeah, I'm gonna elaborate, just stay with me. Apparently what they've done here is they've used stem cells from a frog. Frog embryos, that is. And they've assembled these little millimeter robots with these things. They kind of look like little tiny blobs. And essentially what they're doing is they're living, breathing, self-healing robots. And just like those big robots we see every day, these can walk, swim, work, probably even turn on us if they're not too happy with us one day. The difference with these, though, since they're so small, they can do their work inside the human body. So I don't think you want to tick off these robots. But if you're squeamish thinking, yeah, okay, fine, you got that robot in me, how do we get it out? Well, you don't get it out. Now, hold on, don't freak out yet. According to these researchers, the advantage of these biological machines is unlike the robots we see walking around day to day, these would actually just decompose after use. Yep, they just shrivel up and die inside of you. Don't know if that's a comforting feeling or not, but just know one day they wouldn't be there anymore. Oh, and if you're worried about one more thing, saying if there's a whole bunch inside of you and they decide to set up a whole city, nah, that can't happen. These little guys, they can't reproduce or evolve. At least not yet. Got a story and no one else is listening? Well, send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. You can also check out our website, too, where all of our podcasts are and so much more at britishtechnetwork.com. Powered by those lovely people over at TSO Host. Get yourself reliable web hosting today with fantastic customer support by going to tsohost.com. Check us out on Facebook, too, at British Tech Network, or give us a follow on Twitter at British Tech, or come by our BTN community over at our Slack room by going to britishtech.slack.com. The news show, oh yes indeed, is headed into the weekend, but we will be back on Monday getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Friday, have a great weekend ahead, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.